Hello, winning season podcast. What's up? How y'all doing? You know I want to hear from you, so make sure you DM me on any social media platform. Let me know how you're doing today, and also I want to hear what you think about today's episode. So winning season podcast is a podcast for women who work within male-dominated industries. Now, what you're going to get at this episode is you're going to get a couple of steps to help you navigate difficult conversations. Now, I'm speaking to the choir here, but as a woman working in a predominantly male industry, we have all of the challenges, right? The regular leadership challenges, and then we deal with microaggressions and all the other things. Today, I want to focus on success strategies to navigate difficult conversations. Now, the tips that I'm pulling from you for you today come from my best-selling book, Navigating the Career Jungle, A Guide for Young Professionals, and a few tips from my best-selling book on negotiation, Don't Leave Money on the Table, Negotiation Strategies for Women Leaders. All right, so with that in mind, I have been recommending books for you all in these podcast episodes. So the book I want to share with you and highlight today is one that you've heard from me before. It's The Fear Fighter Manual, The Professional Troublemaker by Levi Ajayi Jones. And she has two chapters in here on negotiation. But the reason why I want to highlight this book again is because Levi talks a lot about challenges, difficult conversations, having to call people out, and being called out herself. Yes, it goes there. The book is phenomenal. Check it out. It's available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. And I have the link to that book in today's show notes. So let's hop into today's conversation. When you're ready to navigate a difficult conversation, what's step one? Step one is to determine what do you want the outcome to be. Okay, so set that intention. I want to resolve this as smoothly as possible, as quick as possible. I want to resolve this so that both parties win. I want to resolve it so that I win and I protect my interests. Let's be real. Sometimes you got to go there, and it is okay to protect your interests and protect your leadership stance and your position, okay? So determine what you want to accomplish from the conversation. You have to do that before you can do anything else. Number two, get an understanding of what the other party wants to accomplish. This is going to help you navigate difficult conversations better than anything else. Is not only understanding what you want, but getting to understand what that other person wants. This, in part, you can do by presenting a few open-ended questions, dropping in the pocket, as I say, getting curious, turning on your active listening skills, and being very intent and tuned in to what is going on in that conversation. And so try not to make assumptions. Try not to let your emotions take over where you can't think clearly. So really remind yourself, especially in the early stages of the conversation and at stress points, remember why you both want to resolve this issue. Number three, don't solely focus on what you want. So don't come into a difficult conversation talking about me, me, me. I want, I need, my team needs this, my company needs this, okay? Pull it back a little bit and focus on the areas that you both agree. Remember, you want something. That was step number one. Number two, you figured out what they wanted. And these are not linear. I'm saying step one and step two, but you may have to come back to this over and over again. You may have to keep exploring, being curious, digging deep on the questions to go a couple of levels in to find out what it is this other party really wants so that you can resolve this situation and have this difficult conversation in the most productive way possible. So in that, number three, I want to highlight the emphasis on what are the mutual areas of agreement, okay? Where do you both see things from the same point of view in this difficult conversation, difficult situation, so that you can move forward? The more you can acknowledge where you see the same, it will de-escalate, right? Reduce some tension. Even if you agree on what the problem is, that is still an agreement worth elevating so that you can get to a point where you can move past it. Number four, we're halfway through the list today. Number four is continuously ask open-ended questions. Now, I'm saying these as a linear progression. I'm saying 1, 2, 3, 4, but this really should be a loop, right? Where you can mix and match because you got to float between all of these to successfully navigate difficult conversations. Open-ended questions are your best tool, okay? They allow you to get more information. Open-ended questions are expansive versus where closed-ended questions, questions that can be answered with a quick 1 or 2 word answer, those are restrictive, right? We don't want to go to any restrictive questions. Try to gain as much insight as possible. Again, activate that active listening skill to really move that difficult situation forward towards a resolution. Number 5, avoid assumptions. When I was in business school, one of my business school professors used to say often, assumptions make a blank out of you and me. When I started my career working for a Fortune 100 company, my director of my program used to say the same thing about assumptions. And here I am 6 years into entrepreneurship, teaching women how to negotiate million-dollar deals. And guess what? That statement, as cliche as it may sound, is so true. Assumptions lead us down a blinded path. The more you know, the better informed decisions you can make, hands down. I say that in my book, Don't Leave Money on the Table, and it's true. The more information you have, you're able to look at the picture from a wide lens versus a narrow lens. And from that perspective, you really get to tap into maybe not those minute issues that get you stuck in the mud. You really get to zoom out and say, okay, what is the big picture here long term? I may want this one thing now, but 5 years from now, this is what I ultimately want. How can I guide this conversation from that big picture lens to get to where I want ultimately, not just the short-term wins, okay? Keep that in mind. So we're going to go back to open-ended questions here for number 6. Clarify your discussion with open-ended questions. Number 5 is don't make assumptions. So we're going to keep moving forward with that. Clarify, 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 but not in a manner where it's like an interrogation. You want to clarify from a perspective of what I heard you say is this, and I want to make sure I'm on the same page. Fill in the blank there, right? Then you progress forward. Don't present your questions in a manner where that other person will feel guarded and where they will be like, what is she trying to do here? Present your questions in a format of possibly a recap, of reaffirming what they're saying, possibly mirroring what the other person is saying. And mirroring, what I mean by that is they'll say, you know, this is why I was upset. And then you come back and you say, so what I'm hearing you saying is you're upset because of this. Am I right? And so really being conversational and moving that conversation forward with as much authenticity and genuineness as possible, not just kind of going through a list of, I'm asking all these open questions, yada, 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 because it can backfire if it's not done in a savvy manner. If it doesn't feel authentic and conversational, that person can truly shut down. And any open-ended question that you present after that can really backfire. So clarify discussion points by asking open-ended questions, but make sure it's conversational. Number 7, when the conversation is escalated and heated and in difficult conversations, it can often get escalated, you got to take a break. It doesn't mean that you're conceding. It doesn't mean that you're giving up, but sometimes you got to tap out. Bring in another partner, have someone else come in and mediate, or just say, you know what, tensions are really high right now. And I know at the end of the day, you want this and I want that, which is why we started this discussion. So let's just take a time out and come back to this a little bit later. And you can name that later. It can be next week, tomorrow, 2 hours, whatever. You know the circumstances, so make your best judgment on that. Now, number 8. And number 8, I got to put an asterisk mark beside listen to me and listen to me well here, folks. Do not sweep issues under the rug. Because when you don't address them, they get worse, period. So don't think by, oh, I'm just not going to say anything this time. Oftentimes, women find themselves in situations, especially women leaders in male-dominated industries, find themselves in situations where they often have to speak up and they get to a point where they get a little bit tired of speaking up. And they're like, well, if I say this and I'm going to be the problem woman again, here I go again. No, continue to speak up. Let your voice be heard. Don't shrink, right? And there is great benefit in you expressing your ideas, your voice, because you're a leader and that's what you get paid to do. So those are our tips for this week. The book that I want you to check out is Professional Troublemaker by Lovey Ajayi Jones. That book is linked in the show notes, as well as the two books I mentioned, Navigating the Career Jungle and Don't Leave Money on the Table. So as we close out today, I want to share with you a post that was on our company's website, Zero Gap, and it just really sums up why we avoid difficult conversations, because we get tired of the battle, we get tired of fighting. And when I saw this, it went perfectly with the episode. So let me share it with you. It says, ladies, please do not go through life trying to be as small, silent, accommodating, and convenient as possible. Speak your mind, even if your voice shakes. Don't subscribe to extreme forms of modesty. Own your beauty, intelligence, and energy. Be fierce and unapologetic, always. Now, the author of that quote is unknown, but whoever wrote it, thank you, thank you, thank you, because these words of wisdom, they come through. All right, y'all, until next time, continue to emulate excellence and eliminate excuses.